Elizabeth stood in the captain's room, with a gun in her shaking hands. She was very angry. "Jack has disappeared," she said to herself. "He's the person that the Kraken wants. He brought us into this mess." Then, as the Kraken's arms moved slowly through the windows toward her, she dropped the gun. She ran up to the top of the ship and into Jack. He was back.
"We have some time. Leave the ship," he ordered.
"Can we really escape in a rowing boat?" Will asked.
"We can return to the island. We can escape while the Kraken takes down the Pearl."
Jack's eyes showed his sadness at the thought of the end of his ship. Will, Gibbs, and the other pirates went toward the rowing boat.
"Thank you, Jack," Elizabeth said softly.
She moved closer to him.
"You came back. I always knew that you were a good man."
She kissed the pirate, then stepped back slowly. There was a sharp noise. Jack looked down at his hands.
"I've chained you to the side of the Pearl," Elizabeth explained. "The Kraken wants you, not the ship, and not us."
"You're a great pirate," Jack said.
Elizabeth looked at him for the last time and remembered so much and so many adventures. Then she ran off the ship and left Jack waiting. Slowly, the Kraken's arms moved onto the Pearl, and the monster's head moved toward Jack. Its mouth was open, and in its teeth was Jack's lost, much-loved hat. He took it out of the monster's mouth and placed it on his head.
"Hello, monster," he said.
From the rowing boat, the pirates of the Black Pearl watched the Kraken and Jack fight. Slowly, the terrible monster covered the ship with its body. Then it pulled the ship and Jack down below the waves. Davy Jones stood on the Flying Dutchman and smiled.
"Jack Sparrow," he said happily, "now I have you."
Jones was not the only person watching from the Dutchman. As Jack went down with the ship, Bootstrap Bill watched the water too. Sadly, he remembered Jack Sparrow, Captain Jack Sparrow.
"We thought you could do it," he said quietly. "Only you."
The Black Pearl and her captain were gone. And already, the world seemed a darker place without them.